International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founder Acharya's Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is the 50th year of ISKCON establishment, Golden Jubilee year, and in Krishna Balaram Temple, which is the home of Srila Prabhupada, you are all welcome for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading from 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today we are starting 15th chapter, Narad and Angira. Rishi instruct King Chitraketu. So verse 1st and 2nd is for today's discussion. On the board is verse 2nd. Verse 1st has no purport, but there is an introduction of the chapter. So we have to read the introduction, then go to the verse 1st, and then we will recite the verse 2nd. Is okay? In this chapter, Angira Rishi, along with Narada, consoles Chitraketu as far as possible. Angira Rishi, along with Narada. So first Angira went alone to King Chitraketu. At that time, he only asked the benediction to get son. Now he lost the son. So the two are going together to console them as far as possible. So this is, first line is important in one sense. When we go really to preach, it's better to go at least two together. This is most important. This preaching, this is what Prabhupada said, never go alone, always go in pairs at least. But Panchatattva came and they started preaching as five together. This is most important. This is means for preaching we need really the help of the other devotees, association of the devotees. That is most important. This is very, very nice explanation by Srila Prabhupada. Angira and Narada Rishi came to relieve the king from excessive lamentation. Excessive lamentation. Because lamentation everybody have. But excessive lamentation is a problem. Everything within limit is all right. Yukta ahara vihara is all right. But everything excess is a problem. So excess happiness or excess limitation, both are problem. So nothing excess, except devotion. There's no excess, because it continues in the spiritual world. The devotion continues from this world to the spiritual world. So there's no excess, it is continuity. Excess is something which goes from you after some time. This is not excess. So they came to console him for excess lamentation by instructing him about the spiritual significance of the life. So life has a spiritual significance along with material significance. The most of the people in the world has only material significance of the life. But the devotees of the Lord, they remind them of the spiritual significance of the Lord. That's most important. People have forgotten almost the spiritual significance of the Lord. So they came just to instruct them about the spiritual significance of the Lord. The great saint Angira and Narada explained that relationship between the father and son is not factual. Factual means actual. Huh? This relationship is not factual. It is simply a representation of illusory energy. The relation of the son and father is not factual. It is simply a representation of the illusory energy of the Lord. Why? What is called illusion? What is illusion? Maya. So all these relationships are in this material world, which is the jurisdiction of Maya. And what she is doing is everything illusion. She covers everything. So So anything within this material world is not factual. As far as it is illusion. So there must be somewhere it is factual or actual. So why it is called there is nothing factual or actual in this world? This world is a reflection of the spiritual world. The reflection. The reflection of a tree in a river. So what we see, the fruit in the river are not factual. There is a factual fruit there. We are children of God, that is factual. God is our Father, we are His children, that is factual. But the relation of this world are like a reflection. But that is so illusing that people forget the actual relation and they think this is the final relation. So this is the relationship did not exist before, nor will it stay in the future. These relations are only temporary. They were not before, they are not going to be in future. They are only in present. By the arrangement of time, the relationship exists only in the present. This is by arrangement of time, means kala. And how kala functions? Through the karma. Kala give everybody the fruit of their karma. Kala is a representation of Supreme Lord, which actually gives the fruit of everybody's karma, good or bad. And that brings people together to enjoy or suffer. So it is by the arrangement of the time, the relationship exists only in present. One should not lament for temporary relationship. One should not lament for temporary relationship. This is like when we are in a train, we are going for say 8 hours together and then we develop some good relationship. Then everybody has to go on their own way. We cannot really just sit at the station and cry why he left from here. Or if he's getting down at certain station, then we are not really worried like that. And say, hello, hi, it's okay. This is like temporary. There is 8 hours, this may be 80 years, but in a broader expanse of the time, these 80 years is less than 8 seconds. So this is also temporary in that sense. The entire cosmic manifestation is temporary, although not unreal. It's temporary but not unreal, because it is coming from the real personality, so it is not unreal. It is not factual. Temporary, although not unreal, it is not factual. By the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything created in the material world is transient. By a temporary arrangement, a father begets a child, or a living entity becomes a child of a so-called father. This temporary arrangement is made by the Supreme Lord, Deva Netrena. Who becomes whose father is not our choice. It is Deva Netrena, by the divine arrangement. Neither the father nor the son exist independently. This is all governed by the, under the direction of Supreme Lord, by the material energy. Maya dhekshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. So this is what it means. As the king listened to the great sages, he was relieved from his false lamentation. And then he inquired about their identity. Their identity, meaning identity of the son, of the father. The great sages presented who they were and instructed that all sufferings are due to the bodily conception of life. When one understands his spiritual identity and surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spiritual Person, one becomes actually happy. When one searches for the happiness in matter, one must certainly lament for bodily relationship. Self-realization means spiritual realization of one's relationship with Krishna, such realization ends only, such realization ends one's miserable material life. This is the summary of the chapter given by Srila Prabhupada. It's okay? Everything is like a sutra. Everything is sutra. Every sentence is sutra. Really, if we meditate how Prabhupada has written this, the whole chapter and whole encompassing everything. Now, first verse, which is right now here. So let us finish the first verse and then recite this. Sri Shuka Vacha. So, anyways, you say it's good. Sri Shuka Vacha. It means, what last chapter, those who were present, they remember. Well, King Chetraketu, millions of wives, no child, but one child by the mercy of Angira Rishi. And everybody was jubilant and happy, harsha, happiness. And then enviousness came in. The child was poisoned. The dead child's news got the king almost completely forgetting himself and crying like a child. And the queen was really speaking some philosophy of the Karamavad, which you understand, this God is not merciful, something like that, which is... And at that moment when everybody was really in lamentation and shock, crying, at that time Angira and Narad arrived there. So they arrived. So who will speak? Sukhdev Goswami is giving a running commentary what happened after that. When they arrived, what happened? So right now, king, queen, everybody is there, and then Angira and Narad Rishi has arrived there. So Sukhdev Maharaj says, Uchatura mirtak upaha utaha mirtik upante. Uchu means both spoke. This is in Sanskrit there is a singular, then the double, and then plural. So this is two, they two spoke. Not many, but two spoke. Mirtik means dead child. Upa means next to the mirtik child, next to the dead body of a child. They spoke to whom? To the person who was lying next to the dead body of a child. And who was that? Patitam mirtik upamam. Patitam, fallen down. Mirtik means just like dead. Upama means companion. Near to the actually dead child, there was a next person. He just fell down there as a dead body next to the child. Upama means he was just looking like he's also dead. What was the reason he was looking like dead? Shoka abhibhutam rajanam rajanam. This Raja, the king Chetraketu, because of shoka, shok means lamentation. Shok is always for the past. When something has happened, Hare Krishna, this is shok. Poor pigeon. Shoka is for past. That which is gone, we lament for that is called shok. The moho is for presence. Moho means attachment. It's for presence. And fear is for future. Bhaya. Fear is for future. So past is shok, present is moho, and future is fear, bhaya. So shok abhibhutam, he was, Srila Prabhupada translates, very much aggrieved by lamentation. So the king was looking almost dead next to the dead body of a child because of the excessive lamentation and he was aggrieved. This king, what did they do? Bodhyanto, they instructed. They instructed Bodhyanto. Bodhyanto means they give them really instruction, intelligent counseling they were giving them. But then the next word is the most important word. Saduktihi. Sadukti bhihi. What they instructed? Satukti bhihi. Sat means truth. Sat means Supreme Lord. Ukti bhi means they were explaining something which is spiritual, which is truth about the life. So, the word satukti bhi is most important. What Srila Prabhupada has translated, that by instruction they are factual, not temporary. The lamentation was temporary, but the instructions were factual. The instructions were spiritual, they were factual. Sat ukti bhihi, sat means truth. They spoke truth, absolute truth. So, next verse now, the translation of this verse is, Sri Shukdev Goswami said, while King Chetraketu, overwhelmed by lamentation, lay like a dead body at the side of the dead body of his son, the two great sages Narad and Angira instructed him about spiritual consciousness as follows. About spiritual consciousness. Sat ukti. So here sat means spiritual, permanent, which is always. Asat means temporary. Now the verse we will recite, please. So, ko ayam syatava Rajendra. Bhavan yam anusochati tvam chasyaha katmaha srishto pure danim atah param ko ayam syat tava rajendra Bhavan yam anusochati tvam chasyaha katamha srishto putre danim atah param ko ayam syat tava rajendra Bhavan yam anusochati tvam chasyaha katam srishto pure danim atah param Rajendra. Oyam syatava Rajendra. Tvam chasyaha kutmaha srishto pure danim atah param koyam syatava rajendra param ஓயம் சாத்தவ ராஜந்திரா. த்வம் சாஸ்யஹ கதம் ஸ்ரிஷ்டோ மாதாஜி. So what they are speaking is
kaha
kaha
who
ayam this syat is tav to you rajendra o best of the kings bhavan your lordship yam whom anusochiti lament over. So these words are very, a child is lying dead and they are asking the king, who is also lying there like lamentation is complete. He said, who is this? What is your relation with him? Who is this? What is your relation with him? Ko ayam tava. What is your relation? My dear king, with this dead body for which you are lamenting, what is your relationship? So if king says he's my son, then they are saying tvam, you, cha, and asya, to him, the dead boy. Katamaha, who, srishto, in the birth. Pura, previously. Adanim, at this time, at the present, atah param, and thereafter, and hereafter, in the future. Now the next question is, who is that for which you are lamenting? Or you are saying son. So, was he your son in a past life? Is he now your son when he is dead? Can you call him? Is in future going to be your son? These are the questions asked by Narada and Angira. So, Srila Prabhupada's translation, O king, the both sages are saying, O king, what relationship does this dead body for which you lament have with you? And what relationship do you have with him? With this dead body, what is your relationship? And then Prabhupada writes in between, you may say that you have now related as a father and son. So this is Prabhupada has given, because in between the lines, this is a question, so there must be answer. So answer, king says, oh, I am father, he's son. Yes, then, but do you think this relation existed before? Was he your son before? Next question. Does it really exist now? This relationship is now with you? Will it continue in the future? These are three questions again on that same thing. So this is the translation by Srila Prabhupada. So both sages are what they are speaking actually. The first line of the purport Prabhupada writes, the instruction given by Narada and Angira are true spiritual instruction for illusioned conditioned soul. So this is a what we call it, for all people, not Chitra Ketu. This is a universal principle. What they are speaking is a universal principle. There is spiritual instructions for all conditioned soul illusioned in this material world. What are the instructions? The instructions are all relation within this material world, they are at a bodily platform. The king is crying for a child, is thinking he is my son, and his dead body is there. Is that dead body his son? Why can't he keep that dead body forever? Who, the relationship was with whom? With the body or with the soul? That is the question. Who left the body, therefore they are lamenting? The body is there. So relationship is not with the body, with the soul that left the body. In this world, the bodies of the beloved may be wife, may be son, maybe any dearest possible in this world relationship. As soon as the soul leaves, the lamentation is there. But really, if you see in a subconscious of the people, at least we have seen this, after crying for a few minutes before they take the body to the cremation, they take out all the jewelry from their body. Do you know this? They take out all the jewelry from the body of the woman. Nothing they leave behind. Even they call the goldsmith to cut the things, or even to cut the heavy things. So basically all the decoration was for the soul, not for the body. They take away everything. These people, they think they are loving you as long as soul is there. Then there is no relationship. Once I was speaking on this, and it is a simple realization I have, like this simple statement like this. We have some currency. Well, this is 100 rupees note, mine. It's mine, okay? Right? This is mine? I think it's mine. But if I go outside and buy a banana, I give to banana wala. Then banana thinks it's mine, right? Is this note, is this going to come back to me in this lifetime? It may not. What do you think? How many pocket it changes, and how many people think it is mine? In the life of this one currency note, maybe 10,000 people's pocket it changed, right? And everybody thinks it's mine. But what is written on this? Huh? Property of Reserve Bank of India. Everybody thinks it is mine. Everybody thinks he's mine as long as it's in the pocket. But on this actually written is, it is a property of State Bank of India, Reserve Bank of India. Similarly, the soul when come in somebody, he thinks he's my son. Then he goes to the other person, he thinks my son. But on the head of the soul it is written, part and parcel of Krishna. It is a property of Reserve Bank of Krishna. It's not anybody's. You understand this very simple realization. An ordinary person can understand what they are speaking is so factual truth. Sometimes we keep some currency note when it comes new, when it's really very new. We want to keep it for a couple of years. Then we have to Separate it from us, and whoever gets it, he thinks it's mine. This way, all the relations are like this. They change from one to another, here and there and there and here. This is an Upadesha Amrita, in a Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada. There's one small story about those who keep the things together for their children. What the story is? The man, he amassed a lot of money for his future generation. When he died, after his death, he became a cobbler next to his old mansion. And because of his being a low-caste man next to his own built mansion, his children were beating him every day. So he was being beaten by his own sons in his own mansion every day. So what is the relationship? Is actually factual? You remember this story in Ati Ahara? Prabhupada has given this one story from Puranas. So this is very real spiritual instruction for all illusion conditioned soul, Prabhupada said. Everybody is illusion because he thinks it is mine. Therefore, Vaishnava culture is, this one statement you might have heard, Prabhupada has written something which is really something, it's not easy to understand. 3-4 days before, Prabhupada's quote was to one Mataji. She was worshipping deities and she has a child. And she was neglecting child because she was worshipping deity, and Prabhupada's instruction was, the worship of your child is more important than worship of the deity. It's really very, mind-blowing statement, what it means. And then Prabhupada writes, this child is given by Krishna to you to train him as a devotee and offer back to Krishna and get him free from birth and death. So you have to take care of the child. So this is the Vaishnava concept of a child. The child is a property of Krishna and we are just the trustee for the child. And we have to take care of him in a way that he should be offered back to Krishna, because we are trustees. There was one person, ₹5,000, somebody borrowed from, say I am the person, I borrowed ₹5,000 from Panchagoda Prabhu, for example. He is a generous man, he never asked me for any, to return it back for a couple of years. One day in my home there happened a death of my some son, relative, whatever, and I was crying, wow. And then he came, he said, give my money. He never asked for 4 years. But when is the death of my relative in my house, then he came and give my money. Then people said, what, well, you are a gentleman, now he is really in trouble. Why are you asking money now? He said, I had a faith that he will give me money back. But now when God trusted something to him, when he is taking his thing back, he is crying, he is not giving back the thing to God, how can he give to me? So I have no faith on him anymore. This is trusted property of the God with us, and he wants to take it back. If we cry, it means we are not honest people, because it is his property, he gave, he wants to take it. Prahlad Maharaj says, father and mother can have the child, but it is, they cannot really guarantee that they can keep him alive. That it is not in their hands. So I have no trust anymore, because he is not giving God's property back, so how can he give me my? So till this time I have faith he will give, maybe after 10 years, but now I don't believe. So this is what actually is illusion. Spiritual instruction for illusion conditioned soul means for all of us. So there is a positive Krishna conscious relationship in this world. Prabhupada is speaking those relationship. That relationship, if you have a wife, it is not for your enjoyment, but it is assistance to you to serve Krishna. If you have a son, you are the trustee. Krishna has given the, actually, grahasthas are cooperating Krishna in creation. The grahastha ashram is a cooperative ashram with Krishna for creation. So they are trusted with us, the sincere soul, to take care of them. But it is not their property. That's what actually they are speaking. If we remember Mahabharata, Abhimanyu, 16-year young man, he was massacred by 6 journals. Not really with a war, with an etiquette war, but just by any way, transgressing all the rules of a Vedic war. And Arjun was lamenting. After hearing Krishna about whole Bhagavad Gita, Arjun was lamenting. My son. And what did Krishna do at that time? He can't abandon his soul back. And he said, I am son of moon god Chandra. Because all the demigods were supposed to give themselves or their own near and dear to take part in your pastime. So I parted my son. I told I will give only for 16 years because I cannot really be separate from my son for a long time. So I gave you only for 16 years. Now I am taking my son back. So that soul who came back in the, and he told like that, that Abhimanyu was the son of moon god. He came there for 16 years only to take part in the pastime of Krishna along with the dear devotees Pandavas. So sometime it happens that the children may live long, may not live long. Sometimes they give happiness, sometimes they give really a tough trouble. So if we think they are ours, then we are in a problem. This is another very wonderful statement of father of Vena, Maharaj Anga. Maharaj Anga is saying, thank you, Krishna, you have given me notorious, nasty son that I have no attachment and I am coming to you. Yeah, this is a very wonderful prayer of this Angira Rishi. This is, you find out actually the real prayer that is good. Otherwise I would have attached and I would have never been free from these entanglements. It's very good. It is good people should get a worse children that they will be free quickly from the Maya and go back to Krishna. This is what his prayer is, which appears very unusual, but that's what his prayer is in Bhagavatam. Exactly verse you find out is very interesting verse. So, real spiritual instructions for Vaishnavas in Vaishnava community, don't claim everything belongs to us, everything belongs to Krishna. We are trustees. We have to be honest in taking care of whoever is entrusted unto us, but never claim they belong to us. So Srila Prabhupada writes, this world is temporary, but because of our previous karma, we come here and accept bodies, creating temporary relationship in terms of society, friendship, love, nationality and community, which are all finished at death. So this world is temporary. In this world we are here because of our karma. And because of our karma we get some family, we get some society, some nation. All these are as long as we are alive. So it's temporary and they are as long as we are alive. And after that what happens we don't know. Prabhupada used to give one example, two soldiers fighting on a bar of the two enemy countries. The soldier of one country thinking, I want to kill the soldier of so-and-so country, and then some bullet comes and dies. So next time, next birth he will take in an enemy country because he was thinking of enemy country. So now he is in this country, next time he will go in the other country. So this is as simple. It's as simple. All these relationships are not like in Puranas there are many such stories. There's a story of husband and wife, and wife was always giving trouble to the husband like anything, and then astrologer told that last life The wife was cow and the husband was a crow. And he was every day punching the cow's wounds. So now that husband, the wife has become, really came back, and this crow is not now getting every day some good punch from the wife. So this is their past life's story. They are enjoying now whatever they are relishing, happiness or sadness is what they have sowed their seed, and they are lamenting. So all these relationships, where is this verse in Bhagavatam which says, one who think that my country of birth is worshipable, they think, this is from, tenth canto in Kurukshetra. In Kurukshetra, when Krishna went there, he spoke this thing there. With this end, at that time, this verse is there. This verse says, people think that all these things are worshipable. They are not. This is Prabhupada is quoting all that from there, actually. So we have to find, actually, this is the way we study. Why Prabhupada has written this? Everybody think, I am nationalist. I take care of my community. I am this ism, this, that, that ism. But why Prabhupada is really rejecting all these things? Because spiritually speaking, that they are all so temporary and tribal that a spiritual soul has nothing to do with all these things. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada told our Srila Prabhupada, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, that this independent or not independent has nothing to do with the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is emergency. If we are independent or not independent, now we are independent, where are we? After independent, are we now spiritual? No. India is independent for 60 years, but who is independent of Maya's cultures? So this is all temporary. So all these relationships are temporary. These temporary relationships did not exist in the past, nor will they exist in the future. Therefore, at present moment, the so-called relationship are illusion. Now Srila Prabhupada is giving definition of illusion. What is the definition of illusion? That which was not with us in past, which is not going to be with us in future, only in a present moment we possess something, and that is only for temporarily we possess, that is illusion. So our soul was in the past? Yes. Our soul is in the present? Yes. Our soul will be in the future? Yes. Was Krishna in the past? Yes. Is Krishna in present now? Yes. Will Krishna will be in the future? Yes. So what is actually which is all times, all places is actually real. What everybody is looking for in this world? Happiness. Alright? Everybody is looking for happiness, right? Now what type of happiness everybody is looking? I'm asking you a question. Which type of happiness you want? You need happiness in morning or evening? All the times. You need happiness at home or in temple? Everywhere. You need happiness with your friends, with your family, or with your business people? Everybody. Now your demand of happiness is, we need happiness every time, all the time, everywhere, and from everybody. Who is everywhere? Who is in everybody and who is for all times? Krishna. So your happiness is only happiness you want, that is only with Krishna. Your father is every time with you? No. Your son is every time with you? No. Your wife is every time with you? No. Your business partner is every time with you? No. So, the happiness which you are demanding is only possible with Krishna. It's not possible with anybody else. Because this is what you want. Temporary happiness you can get somewhere, but you don't want that type of happiness, no? Your demand is permanent happiness. But that happiness is not available in this world, because the one who made this world, he said Dukhalyam. He said Dukhalyam, and you are looking for Sukhalyam. What is this? This is wrong. It is completely, equation is wrong. It is like you are in Delhi and you are looking for Krishna Balaram temple. How can you find Krishna Balaram temple in Delhi? It's not in Delhi. It is in Vrindavan. So we are looking for spiritual happiness in material world. That is our mistake. This is not here. Here is temporary happiness, which is illusion, which is not actually happiness, which is only decreasing distress. The happiness of this world is decreasing distress. It's too hot, you have a fan, you are happy. You are hungry, you get food, you are happy. So this happiness is to decreasing distress. The real happiness is ananda. Real happiness is even not for karmis, because they enjoy their food. And there is no fruit, then they don't get it. For jnanis, that happiness is not there. If I think I am Brahmasmi, what is the happiness? They mitigate the miseries, but there is no ananda. Ananda is only anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadanam param vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam. So ananda is only when we connect with Krishna through chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we end here. Well, this will all go together. They convince the Chitraketu and they impart him the mantra. And that mantra will, within 12 days, I think, within 2 weeks' time, the Chitraketu will have a direct audience of Nilambar Balaram, who is the spiritual master for everybody. And that Balaram will say the same thing which Narad said. So there is no different instruction between the God and the representative of the God. Same instruction he will give. And then Chitraketu will elevate from the human platform to the Vidyadhar platform. But still he has something left within him. And there is little ego. So how this chapter came, those who know the whole story, it is all right. But this chapter came after Virtasura. And Virtasura was a great devotee. His 4 verses of Virtasura, Chatul Shloki, is even quoted in other Puranas. And therefore, this Bhagavat Puran is authentic because of the Chitraketu's, because of the Virtasura verses. It's authentic. Then Parikshit said, how come this Virtasura is speaking so great devotional philosophy? Then Sukhdev Goswami is narrating this story of Chitraketu become Virtasura because of Mother Parvati's curse. So this whole 19th chapter of the 6th canto mostly dealing with the Poshan subject matter of Bhagavatam. Poshan means nourishment by Supreme Lord when the soul is helpless, and he, at that time, Supreme Lord's help will help him to get out of that lamentation. So this is Chitraketu is helped by the representative of the Supreme Lord. Then he meets the Balaramji. So this is Poshan subject matter of the Bhagavatam in this canto. So we end here. And the rain is very heavy. Any question or comment? Otherwise, time is. Yes, Prabhu.
shloka that was identified with his body, he worshipped the man and the animal. I was thinking that as devotees also we are not free from body centers of life, but we worship Krishna. So is there a difference? Devotees are different. They are not the body centers of life because they worship the Lord.
No, worshipping Prabhupada, well, they are used, it is a context, it's not for everybody. But those who are devotees, and if they have a children, they should take care of those children, you know, as a something trusted by Krishna to them to take care of them. So they are worshipable for them. So with that context, not to the body. But that soul, Prabhupada has written, this some very special souls are descending in devotees' community. They are coming from Vaikuntha, where Prabhupada, they are right, they are coming from Vaikuntha. So it's not, some liberated souls are coming here like Mahatmas. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, who is the father and who is the son to the? Who one? Mukunda. Mukunda, who is the father and who is the son? Mukunda says, son is a father because he brought me to Krishna consciousness. So sometimes we have small 5-year baby, they are paying obeisance to Prabhupada and they have nobody yet taught them, they are playing mridanga, they are playing kardal. It means they are the devotee from previous life. And they have taken the shelter of some good grastha. So they want to continue their remaining devotion to go back to Godhead. So they are as worshipable to us as some great Vaishnava. So with that concept Prabhupada is speaking, not with bodily concept, but with the concept of a devotee descending in a family of the devotee, that he is, there are two ways to look at it. Either he has unfinished devotion, so he has come, so we should give him facilities to finish his devotion, go to back to Godhead, or he is a liberated soul, came here, like Prabhupada came to Gaur Mohan Dev, and how he took care of Prabhupada with all spiritual, you know, needs of his, he supplied, and then he is a great acharya, you know. So like that, some devotee's son may be in future life a good acharya, so they should take care of him. That was Prabhupada's state. He was not speaking of body, but he was speaking of souls which are pious coming in this world to assess the movement of, say, Mahaprabhu, something like that. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. So rain is making class long, huh? What?
What about this Vrindavan?
Vrindavan is, Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is not a piece of land of this material world. It has descended from with Krishna. So it is. It is completely spiritual, but it's only visible to the people who have a spiritual vision. This is spiritual, completely spiritual, but for those who have a spiritual vision. Those who don't have a spiritual vision, they will not see the real Vrindavan Dham. They will just see externals here. These are dham of Lord descending on this, on the planet Earth. When God descends, He brings His abode with Him. So Krishna's Leela is going on regularly here today also. That is called unmanifest pastime are going on still now. Manifest pastime only, they are seen when Krishna appears personally. But unmanifest pastime are continuously going on here. So this is non-different than Krishna's abode. This is not material world. The material world is temporary. But this is the abode. Even temple of Krishna is not temporary. Where the Krishna resides, that is permanent. That is a permanent place. That is a spiritual place. So this material and spiritual is, Prabhupada says, this is the consciousness of a person. Prabhupada was in America, sitting in New York, and he said, you are thinking I'm in New York? No, I'm in Vrindavan. He said, I'm in Vrindavan, I'm not in New York. Then he said, Vrindavan is a consciousness. And the Vrindavan consciousness, wherever you are, you want to please Krishna and serve Krishna. Wherever you are, you please serve and serve Krishna, you are already in Vrindavan, wherever you are. That's what Vrindavan is, a consciousness. Prabhupada says, everybody wants to please Krishna, the cows, the peacocks, the deers, the devotees, everybody wants to please Krishna in Vrindavan. There is consciousness. Vrindavan is not likely to be in Vrindavan, but it's a consciousness. Every time to be conscious of Krishna and to please Krishna, that is Vrindavan. Living in Vrindavan and doing real estate business and selling things here, they don't have Vrindavan consciousness. They are living here, so what? Kansa was also living in Mathura. No. The Putana came all the way to the Nandagaon. They were also there, demons also there. So dhams are pure, but there is a 100% devotion and 100% deviation. Both are here. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Granth Rāj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.